Cliffo and Gabby's Memory Monday.
On Sunday.
Yeah, it's an idea just so crazy it might work.
We have so many amazing Memory Mondays that are in our vault that we want to pull out the best, the classics, the amazing ones to reshare because there's no point having, you know, these stars just hiding away
just
behind
sitting away
code.
In the vault, like collecting dust.
No. Plus, hey, we get to reuse stuff we've already done.
Totally.
So totally down with that.
Win for everyone.
That's the real win.
How good's this one, though? It's almost July, so I don't feel as weird doing this because Christmas in July is a thing.
And didn't you say, too, yesterday, Saturday, was 6 months until Christmas?
Correct. So we're on the downhill slide to Christmas now, guys.
Not wrong. And it doesn't get much more Christmas than Home Alone. Mm. Joining us for Memory Monday on Sunday today, Devon Rattray, a.k.a. Buzz McAllister, Kevin's bully big brother.
He's really mean big brother who owns a tarantula.
That's the guy.
That guy.
Buzz's girlfriend, Wolf. This is Memory Monday on Sunday featuring Devon Rattray from Home Alone. Devon, good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Australian radio.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. How are you all? Is it down under down there? Because, I mean, down there, you're up here. You know, is it up here down there or down there up here?
I don't know how the globe works.
Under?
That's a weird one. You're not talking to two geography experts.
No. We do want to talk about Home Alone, though. It is such a classic at this time of year. Everyone gets around it at Christmas time. When you were filming it as Buzz, did you know that it was going to be such a cult classic in the future? Did you have a feeling?
No. I was excited to be doing a John Hughes film. That was what we were excited to be doing. But, I mean, there was no hint that this would be, I don't think anybody could have possibly predicted that this would have been become the third highest grossing movie of all time. Wow. But we were this small budget, family comedy film that was coming out, and it was going to go up against, Godfather 3, which we thought was going to take over everything. They never nudged us out of number one in the charts.
It's incredible.
It's totally unbelievable feeling. It's weird to be part of such a behemoth of a film, if I can use that word.
You can. Like you said, it was low budget. It nearly didn't get off the ground. It is such a beautiful piece of filmmaking, but you didn't play a necessarily beautiful character. This is one of Buzz's best lines right here.
Don't you know how to knock, phlegmwad?
Can I sleep in your room?
I wouldn't let you sleep in my room if you were growing on my ass.
I mean, it's great stuff. Did you ever...
I don't know what you mean by not beautiful. That's the voice of an angel.
Poetry.
Did you ever cop any hatred or hostility from fans? Because I know sometimes people, they confuse fact with fiction. Did that ever happen after Home Alone became what it was for you?
Quite constantly, as it just happened with you right now, not recognizing how beautiful Buzz is, that certainly happens quite often. People all the time would, come up to me and say, I hate you. And I'd say, oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I you were so mean to Kevin, and instead of explaining to them sort of the dynamics of cinema and actors interpreting characters written, and Kevin's not real, but Macaulay is, and I wasn't mean to Macaulay, they very often would just come up to me and in a very loving way tell me how much they hated me. So it's always a compliment whenever they would do that.
Well, it is a compliment because it means you played the character super well. I wanted to ask you, though, your girlfriend in the movie is a photo of a boy dressed as a girl because they didn't want to be really rude and make fun of what a girl looked like. And if you remember in the movie, Kevin goes, ugh, Buzz's girlfriend, barf. And did you know that photo was going to be in it, or did you see that when the film came out?
First of all... it's Buzz, your girlfriend, Wolf.
Oh, Wolf.
I was going to say
Bart.
That.
Okay.
No, you're confusing from, I think you're confusing the other line, if you want the pizza, someone's going to have to barf it up.
I never saw the Sheila before. The picture of the of the girl. I did not see it before, so this was quite a surprise in Buzz's taste in girlfriends.
Oh, it's
or
such...
boyfriends, I guess, as it were.
Yeah, it was, as it was. It was such a good line.
Yeah.
And in recent years, you know, Macaulay Culkin, he's come out and done a bit more stuff. We've seen him parody Home Alone for a commercial not long ago. Catherine O'Hara, who played your mom, you know, Kevin! Woman, she's been doing crazy things. Like, she's crazy successful at the moment with Schitt's Creek. Are you still in contact with any of the cast members from Home Alone? Like, do you guys, I don't know, has there been a reunion or anything like that?
There has been talk of reunions. I have not spoken to the cast members in quite some time, though. Although this there's been so much interest being generated about the movie again, as this is its 30th anniversary.
Mm.
I love everything that Catherine O'Hara does. Her award-winning work in Schitt's Creek has been well-deserved, and it couldn't go to a nicer, more talented person than Catherine.
Wow.
Oh, that's so lovely of you. You're so opposite to the character of Buzz. You're such a lovely human.
Yes, stop it, Devin. Be more of a jerk, because you're destroying the image of Buzz. Hey, it was such a big part of so many of our childhoods. Devin Rattray, who played Buzz McAllister in the Home Alone series. All I want to say is, Devin, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And you guys are so nice. You know what? You know, I thinking about it, I would let you sleep in my room if you were throwing up my ass.
Devin Rattray from Home Alone. Big love. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Bye-bye.
The Hit Breakfast Show.